You become unstoppable when you believe in your focus so much that nobody, not even you, can talk you out of it. Being unstoppable doesn't mean being overly busy. It is about being so focused on your goal that you don't let the world talk you out of it. Today on Growing Hope, we set a path for unstoppable, and we also break down the points for the second part of defining your what. When it comes to living out your place and purpose.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing a few minutes to strip back the complexities and keep it simple, because it's not supposed to be complicated. We just work really hard to make it that way. I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith and Dream Igniter, because I encourage hearts to dare to dream big and to live out their possibility pursuit one unique little bit at a time. And as long as you keep doing the little bits and keep going and keep on keeping on, then you will become unstoppable. You will be positioned so that it will be impossible to keep you from reaching your desired goal and to fulfill your place and purpose. The little bits added to the little bits with consistent determination will create a force that nothing will prevent from being able to go where it wants to go. And that focus is you. That force is you. Because being unstoppable means believing in it so much that you keep going no matter who looks at you like you've lost your mind, and they're going to look at you like you've lost your mind. They're not going to believe in it because they can't believe in it. The world can't see something that is not of this world. And your place and purpose is not of this world. You are not living by their terms and the way they've done it. So they will not be able to see it or understand it. My youngest son was very much the unstoppable child. When my older boys were little, we didn't have to worry about child-proofing locks or Katie barring the doors or anything like that, because they were pretty good about just getting into the things that they were allowed to get into and leaving the rest alone, but not the youngest. Somewhere up in heaven, I'm pretty sure that my grandmother and mother are both agreeing on the fact that the youngest one is when I paid for my raising. I would never have labeled myself as unstoppable back then, but I knew how to bend a rule or two. And my youngest apparently inherited the ability, because once he gets his mind set on something, he's going to get it. And a while back, he decided, I want to learn to play the drums. I didn't want him to learn to play the drums because I didn't want drums in the house. We have a small house and drums are loud. So in an attempt to discourage without discouraging, I told him that he could learn to play the drums once he learned to play the piano or the guitar, because that would kind of push him to learn how to read music. Well, he kept bringing it up. I kept giving him the ultimatum. And then within the first week of school this year, he came in dancing and chanting, I found a workaround. So I looked at my husband, who's with him at school, and my husband gave me no help whatsoever. He just smiled. He said, I'll let him explain to you. So I looked at my son, and my son's like, well, we have a band at school. And I knew it was going from there. Yes, they had a band. Yes, he signed up to be in the band. And guess which instrument he signed up to play? You got it. He signed up to play the drums. He found a way to get what he wanted to do that wasn't breaking the rules, because he was unstoppable in his pursuit. He did it. And you can do it when you get to that place of focused determination. When you believe in your big dream so much that nothing, not even the rules, are going to hold you back. That's how you become unstoppable. by believing so much that you're determined to make it happen, that you're determined to look at it from every different angle and then make up angles if that's not what works. Unstoppable is a dare to pursue your dreams.
You become unstoppable when you believe so firmly that it sets roots in your heart and can't be moved. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to introduce the 5 points for understanding the you plan that God has created. Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are creating a unique path for living out your place in purpose. I am Catherine Lang, your focus coach and dream igniter. If you're ready to become unstoppable in pursuit of your place and purpose, visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com today to get the 8 steps that will move you into understanding and living bold in purpose and on purpose. Pursuing your unique design doesn't happen by accident. It takes determination and focus and intentional actions. The whole of who you are and where you are going was woven into the tapestry of life before the beginning of time. God had a place in purpose specifically in mind for you and only you, even before you took your first breath. It's a path of blessing and provision. The simple truth of it all is that you need only to follow His plan to live that designed life. When we try to do something other than what was designed for us, that's when we start to struggle. My husband came in the kitchen a few days back, and I had items from the pantry spread all over the counter. He just sighed and rolled his eyes and walked away. "I don't get it," he mumbled. He had come in a few hours before in an attempt to fix a meal and seen the same ingredients in the pantry and given up. It was just random stuff and a bit of chaos. And then when he came in the kitchen and saw me opening random cans and packages, it was frustrating for him. But see, I saw the possibilities and potentials of the ingredients. My experience in the kitchen, and in particular in crafting something from the pantry, I like to call it pantry cooking, it allowed me to see more than what it looked like because I was looking from a different perspective. God created the world and everything in it with a specific design, and that includes you. The world wants you to think that things are painful and confusing. The organized religions warn of the despair and struggles that you go through. But God has a plan. It's one of blessing and peace, and God strips back that complicated stuff of the world and lays it out in a simple plan. The key is to follow God's plan, and it's a simple idea, but it's not always easy. So first, you have to accept the design. You have to believe that God created you with a specific purpose in mind. it is not rocket science. Unless rocket science is your place and purpose. And then it is rocket science. But no matter what direction it takes, God's plan is not complicated or convoluted. It is simple and it is specific and unique for you. Now, I love words. And I'm short and I'm curvy with big hair. And I have a tendency to laugh at inappropriate moments. And I almost always see things with a positive focus and a little bit of twisted encouragement. And none of that surprises God. It is part of His design. And I had to settle into that and understand that. And when I did, it made room for the snarky rainbows. You have to accept your design if you're going to live it. The second thing is to know God. If you don't know the designer, you can't truly understand the better way for you to go and the better choices that you need to make. You have to be aware of the designer. The only way to get to know someone is to invest time in that someone. When I was 12 years old, I met my husband for the first time. And over the next 3 years, I found out what he liked to do and where he hung out, and I made a point to be a part of it. It took some effort, but he finally asked me out. Or maybe I asked him out. Or at least I said something that prompted the asking. How about that? But that's not the point. The point was that I made the choice to invest the time and effort to get to know him. You can't know someone if you aren't going to invest in knowing. If you're going to understand your place and purpose, then you have to know the one that designed that place and purpose. The third thing is to love others, because everything comes back to relationships. It can't be said enough. Even walking out your unique place and purpose comes back to the relationships around you. You grow in understanding and focus for unconditional love, and that moves you into a position to live out your place and purpose, because your place and purpose is not just specific to you, it is specific to be a benefit to others. The world will never understand the nature of love. It especially balks at unconditional love, because unconditional love doesn't concern itself with what's in it for me. It's all about serving. That doesn't make sense to the world. Be invested in loving others. The fourth thing is to hold tight to hope. Hope makes a way. Hope is the seed that grows up into possibility living. Look for hope. Practice recognizing hope. Scatter the seeds of hope, because hope makes a way. My father tells the story of putting my son to bed one night. I think they were negotiating either sleep time or story time or something before he turned off the light. And my son patted the bed and called him over and offered my dad this insight. The sun comes up, the sun goes down. The sun comes up, the sun goes down. The sun comes up, the sun goes down. At this point, my dad stopped him and said, "You're telling me that tomorrow will come no matter what time you go to sleep?" See, told you. Very unstoppable, that child. But your uniqueness will work out in your place and purpose with the same dependency as the sun rising. It really will. All you have to do is find your way to hold tight to that hope. And finally, choose to follow your designed path. Ultimately, the choice is yours. You can follow the path planned for you, or you can choose to follow the world. Choose the better. My friend and I were driving home on a main road, when we encountered stop-and-go traffic. And she noticed a dirt road turning off the main road that looked like it was going where we needed to go. And we were in a four-wheel drive. And we could have turned off the congested main road and made our own way. Maybe. But we knew. You got to remember, I've had that, pavement in signs encounter before. So we decided that the main road would take us where we wanted to go. We knew it would. We had no idea where that dirt road was going to take us. When you follow the path of your unique place and purpose, then you are following the paved, cleared, four-lane main road. When you follow the world, you end up on the dirt road that may or may not get you to where you want to go. So choose to follow your designed path. When you're learning your what, and when you're following the path of your unique design, then it gets you closer to who you're supposed to be. It's about seeing with the eyes of the Creator, understanding the path that He has put forth for you, and then choosing to go His way. It is no more complicated than that, and at the same time, it is not always that easy because the world is bombarding us with the demands that the world's way is the only way. The world's way is the right way. The world's way is the better way. But believe that hope that you were created for a purpose, and that purpose will be fulfilled when you follow His way. You are learning your unique what. You are understanding your unique design. You are creating a path that you can walk out one little bit at a time. Your path is waiting for you, but you have to make the choices, and you have to take the steps, and you have to keep adding on the little bits if you're going to get to where you want to go. Growing Hope needs to take one more break, and when we come back, we're going to cover the challenge for becoming unstoppable in you.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or CatherineLang.com.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books.
This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we are becoming unstoppable and finding ways to embrace the plan God has for you. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows. Get your daily dose of twisted encouragement at snarkyrainbows.com. We need encouragement so that we can get there, because it's going to take courage to walk out your unique design and to become unstoppable in pursuit of that design. The world will hold nothing back in trying to make you stop, or to make you want to stop even. So you need to have people around you that will encourage you and inspire you and challenge you to be unstoppable in your dreams. And challenge others. Challenge others to be unstoppable in their pursuit as well. When we offer encouragement to others for their purpose living, then we also infuse our hearts with a little bit of encouragement at the same time. So today's challenge is about finding your way to be unstoppable. For number one, dare to dream big and write out that dream. 2, repeat the dream until you believe it is not only possible, it's inevitable. 3, find one person, just one, that will dare to dream with you and share that dream. And 4, start going. The only way you will ever become unstoppable is to believe so much in your possibility that you won't let anyone or anything talk you out of it, including you. Because you will try to talk you out of it when the world bombards you. It's simple and it's powerful. When you dare to believe, then you can. So what do you believe? Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. I look forward to connecting with you and learning all about your journey into your place and purpose. You can learn more about this process by visiting harnessyourwhy.com, and also be sure to join us over at growinghoperadio.com and the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group. Dare to be unstoppable in your dreams, and you will give flight to all you're designed to be. I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. Until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.